So the first question we took up. Okay, so the first question we took up was a simple logical question, where the person says, there's many these questions. I raise a gita chalmanas samach aleph amalaf by tanoim. So it's very difficult here to make headway machlekes tanoim and other problems, but we try to just put together a few svaras that we could glean even superficially. Just from the area with what do you call it. With at least some type of a format, some type of a framework. Just to set up some kind of a framework. Sometimes you might not be sure it's the right swara, but at least you have a framework to work with. So the first question we asked was, it's simply a very intuitive question. A person that says, "Ereza gita hamanasha titni li masayim zuz, v'lo pirish lichvo, v'mlo titni li lo ye get, ein kan tanai shal masayim zuz." So afilu klav, afilu lo nas na havi get. Okay, so that seems to be counterintuitive, because here the person says, "I only want to give this get or this mekach, whatever it might be, on the condition that you give me 200 dollars." So it would seem that that's the person's gemiras das, and since that's the person's gemiras das, how could it be chal if he fails to, if the person that is the makinef, he fails to chisel out the tanoim according to the carve out the tanoim properly. If he doesn't do it properly, he doesn't establish it properly. So the whole thing is the whole tanai is bottle, and the mekacha takes place. That's a difficulty in the whole concept of tanai. He doesn't want it. That was the Mendy's question. So we were forced to say, at least temporarily, I'm forced to say that there's two types of das. That there's a das on the Maisa Kinyan, and there's das on the Chalosa Kinyan. Okay? So what I want to say was that the Gemiras das for the Maisa Kinyan is enough to create a Chalos. So as long as the person has Gemiras das on the Maisa Kinyan, if this Maisa Kinyan is done with full consent, and the Gemiras das on the Maisa Kinyan, but the Chalosa Kinyan they want to suspend, so then they require a special mechanism of suspension. So if the mechanism fails, so the Chalos will take place, even though the person didn't want the Chalos to take place. But it seems that that's not within the realm of the Gemiras Das, the role of Gemiras Das of the individual. The role of Gemiras Das individual is limited to the Maisa Kinyan. He wants it to be a Maisa Kinyan, and it is a Maisa Kinyan. He has full Gemiras Das on the Maisa Kinyan, but now he wants the suspension of the Chalos. So the suspension of the Chalos can only take place if you follow the system of Tanoim. And that's where Tanoim comes in. Okay? So we said that could explain Machlokes Tanoim. That's the very Machlokes Tanoim that Reb Meir says, Kol Tanai Sheni Ketanai B'nai Gor B'nai Reuven, is Eina Tanai. And Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel says, no, it doesn't have to be that way. And Taisus learns Polaga Kulu. So according to Taisus, we could say that's the very question. In other words, is there such a thing, a mechanism of suspension of Chalos, like B'nai Gor B'nai Reuven, or is simply everything is just Gemiras Das, everything you throw into the realm of Gemiras Das? If you throw it into the realm of Gemiras Das, so you know what he wants. He doesn't want the Chalos. Doesn't matter what order, what specific order he follows. Doesn't make any difference. Okay, so that way you can explain Machlokes. That's the Higuf and Machlokes Tanaim. Okay. Yeah, but we hold like Rameir. Okay. According to Rashi, that's not the case. Because according to Rashi, the only Machlokes is if you have to have Hain V'Lav. Kafel. Hain v'lav, right? If you have to have Tanai Kafel. But the other halachos, like, for instance, Tanai Kodem Lamaisa, that you definitely need.
You don't need Hain Kodem
Lamaisa. And you...
And
Hain Kodem Lamaisa.
But you don't need both of them.
You can't.
Right, but if you have them both, you can't reverse it. If you have them both, you can't reverse it. It seems so. That the only thing he argues on He says, what did Rashi say then? Atnai kafu l'chud epol, gumei b'dein tzarech l'chpol, m'chol hain nishma lach. B'zesh kafu m'shem tzarech, okay, great. Okay. Right.
It would seem, what are the halachas and Tnai Kol Mais also?
Yeah, that Rashi has, okay, Yeshul Kaimel. Everybody holds away.
And you can close the whole
thing. Has to be Yeshul Kaimel. Okay. So we wanted to tentatively interpret the machlokes of the Tnai Kafel according to Rashi, because according to Rashi, everybody holds you can suspend the halos. So the only question is, do I say that Mechlal Hain Atashamei Alav? So what we wanted to say was that, so the thing is that you see from the whole system that there's a Seder Hadvarim, right? Nitnai Kodem L'maisa, Inin Hain Kodem L'lav, and, that's basically it, okay. So, but since you see there's a Seder and a structure, so if there's a structure, there must be a substratum in which the structure exists, correct? So what is the substratum in which the structure exists? Dibur. So now we say that if you have Gemiras Das on a Mais HaKinyan, and you want to suspend the Chalos HaKinyan, okay, so you need a special mechanism. What is the mechanism? The mechanism is an entity of Dibur, and the Dibur has certain requirements. You have to formulate it in a special way. Okay, certain requirements for the Dibur. Okay? All right. So that's basically what you have to deduce from the sugya. Now, once you say that it's a mechanism of Dibur, so now you can interpret the machlokes if machlal heina tashamei alav. Okay? Because the question is, do you, if you really need Dibur, a substance of Dibur, so then you won't be able to say Mechlal Hein Atashamei Alav. You see? Because it's Atashamei'ah. That's true, you know it, but there's no Chefza Shel Dibur. So then you have to say that it's not good, it doesn't suffice. But if you say the halacha of Dibur is not that you need the substance of Dibur, but you need the Birur of Dibur. So then you need the interpretation, the knowledge, the shmia, the understanding of the dibur. So since mechlal hein atashamei alav, so the dibur for hein is hein orach, a dibur for love. Is a dibur for love? Okay. So there you can see, you can interpret the machlekes of whether you need tnai kafel or not, according to Rashi. I would say like this, that the halacha is that you have to be marzik the chalos maisa, the chalos maisa. The tnai has to be marzik the chalos maisa. So if it's kodem, so kodem is more important. So it means that the tnai is being marzik the chalos maisa. So otherwise it's not a tnai. In other words, if the tnai isn't in its form supportive of the chalos hamaisa, so then it's unrelated to the whole system. Okay, so kodem means kedima always means more important. So kodem means that it has to be the tnai, the way it has to appear, has to support, has to show an intrinsic support for the chalos hamaisa. So if it's kodem lav, so then it shows the support. But if it's lav is kodem, so then it doesn't show any support. That's what I would say.
Why has it to support it?
In other words, since there's gemiras das, for the maisa kinyan, so essentially his will is in line with the maisa kinyan. The only thing is that he has one stipulation. So the stipulation can't take off on its own, like it's negating the whole gemiras das of the whole system. It can only exist if it fits within the system and it's marzik the system, But yet, it still has a stipulation of suspension. But if in form it's taking off on its own and it's going against the whole basic framework, which is a framework of Gemiras Das for the Maisa Kinyan, I mean, then it simply can't be a component of the whole system.
Right.
Yes. Okay? Do you know what I mean? Because really, like you're saying, I mean, it's really in favor of the Maisa Kinyan. It's not as against the Maisa Kinyan. He just wants a stipulation. Stipulation doesn't mean that his will is against it. If will is against it, he wouldn't have Gemiras Das for the Maisa Kinyan. So it must fit into the framework of the system. If it doesn't fit into the framework smoothly, so then it's simply removed, unrelated to the system, and the whole tnai is bottled. Okay?
Right.
The fact that it says mechlal hein atashmei alav, and it says mechlal atashmei hein, that would be right that he also agrees that if you start off with a lav, that it's no good. Because then the tnai is setting itself off on its own course, against the Gemiras Das of the Maisa Kinyan. So it can't fit into the system. In other words, the Hain is enforcing the side of the Chalos, because it says if you do this, it will be Chal. So it's on the side of the Chalos. The other way is against the Chalos. Yeah, this would answer the question. The question was, the question that was asked, was that how do you know it's Hain Kodem Olav? You had to express it one of two ways, so 50-50 chance. So you expressed Hain Kodem Olav. How do you know it's Allah, you have to have Hain Kodem Olav? But what we said was that if you learn that it's a system of suspension, and Moshe Rabbeinu was engaged in that process, so then if there's anything you see in the process which would be a svara, you would have to maintain. Wouldn't maintain everything, like somebody said, well, you use the word S, so you have to use the word S. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But it means that anything, since he is enunciating a specific system, and in this system, you see an order, and you see a concept there, so you must go by that concept. You must go by that concept. So, Hain Kodem Olav, since there is a concept, that it fits into the system because it endorses the side of the Chalos, so therefore, you must keep that order that's in the B'nai Godem, B'nai Reuven, B'nai Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so that answers that question. The Rama, now, so most of Shonim learn. Right, let me just get the Ram down. Now, the Ram, so the Ram holds that the Tnai Kodem Maisa means before the actual Maisa. And even, but let's say, for instance, that Vim Oma Titnili Masayim Zuz Tiyi Mekadeshes Vim Lo Titnili Lo Tiyi Mekadeshes Hareat Tnai Batal Nei Shehigdem Amaisa V'Nasam B'Yodah V'Yachakach Hesna So the question is, why doesn't Tochdei Dibur work over here? Why doesn't Tochdei Dibur work over here? Tochdei Dibur works all the time. So over here it doesn't work. Okay? So that Yosef is right on that point. That Tochdei Dibur can undo a Gemiras Das. But Tochdei Dibur can undo a Gemiras Das, but it can't place it first. It can't place it first. You can't switch an order. That's a true point. So if the order is that you must have the Tanai before the Maisa, so then even though it's Tochdei Dibur, the Tochdei Dibur can't switch an order. That's true. That's good far. So according to the Rambam, it comes out like this: that why is Tochdei Dibur no good over here? Because Tochdei Dibur is Halacha and Gemiras Das. You say Gemiras Das isn't over until, as long as it's Tochdei Dibur, you can still change your mind. But it's not a Halacha in insertion of a mechanism. In other words, we have to insert a mechanism into something, so that mechanism must be inserted precisely. So the fact that you have Tochdei Dibur, it doesn't make it comply with the requirements. In other words, if the requirement is that it should be there before the Maisa, so Tochdei Dibur can't satisfy that requirement. Tochdei Dibur cannot make it that now it's like it was before. Because this is halacha in the mechanism itself, that the mechanism has been inserted in a certain position. So Tochdei Dibur was very good when you say the guy he changed his mind. So his Gemiras Das wasn't complete. but it can't help you to position something where it has to be positioned. In other words, if the mechanism has to be before the Maisa, so just because it's Tochei Dibur is not going to give you that quality of having it positioned Kodem HaMaisa. That's a special characteristic that it's Kodem HaMaisa. Tochei Dibur just says that, you know, Das isn't complete, so therefore you can still change your mind. That's what Tochei Dibur says. But it can't, but we have a mechanism that demands a certain precise position, so the Tochei de Dibur can't supply the position, because it has to be Kodem HaMaisa, so just because the Tochei de Dibur is not going to make it Kodem HaMaisa, not going to create the position of Kodem HaMaisa. Right? The property of Kodem HaMaisa cannot be obtained through the principle of Tochei de Dibur. Tochei de Dibur can't position it in retrospect. If it needs the tzura of being Kodem HaMaisa, Tochei de Dibur has nothing to do with that. Tochei de Dibur is not halacha in tzura. It's halacha that the Gemara's Das is not complete at this point. So as long as Tochei de Dibur, you can still change your mind. But it doesn't give it the quality of position. It doesn't place it before the Maisa. So if it must be before the Maisa, Tochei de Dibur can't help you. Okay. There's two ways that you could explain why, according to the Rambam, you have to have the Tnai, Kodem HaMaisa. One way is simply once the Maisa is Chal, so now the Tnai, it's too late. The Tnai can't be Chal. Okay. Or else, the halacha is that the Tnai can't effectuate, the Tnai has to fit into, is secondary to the whole system of the Chalos. As we saw, Hein Kodem Lav. So, therefore, since it's secondary, it can't effectuate a change in the substance of the chalos. So if you have the maisa first, or even simultaneously, the vasachas, so then you're telling me the tanai has to effectuate a change in the chalos itself. And that it can't do, in the maisa itself. Because it's secondary to the maisa. So it has to exist by itself first, prior. In order that it shouldn't be an object that effectuates a change in the substance of the Maisa. That's why it must precede it. So if you say it that way, so then if you say it in that manner, so Bavasachas is no good either. But if you say because it's Chal and it's too late for the Tanai, so then Bavasachas will be good because it's not too late. But if the Maisa is first and it's Chal, so then it's too late. That would be the nafkamina between the two approaches. Okay? Tochei de Dibur is halacha and gilu milsa. That Tochei de Dibur, there could be a gilu milsa on his das. But it doesn't mean that the Maisa Kenyan is not chal until his man of Tochei de Dibur afterwards. And we don't know. I mean, it could be he will give a gilu milsa. But basically, if there's no gilu milsa, so then that was the das, and that was the zman when the chalos took place. That was the zman. You don't say that every kinyan is not chal till the time of Tochei de Dibur after the kinyan. Okay? That's why, basically. So that's why, that answers the question. That's why if you have the tanai, I mean if you have the maisa, and then you insert the tanai afterwards, so it's no good. Because there's no gilu milsa on the maisa. That is Gilu Milsa, you want it. And now the Tanai, it lacks in its position. Now, I'm sorry, now the Tanai can't be Chal because the Chalos took place. If there was a Gilu Milsa in the Hanami, you're right. If the guy had a Gilu Milsa, he didn't want the Das, then he could do it. But as long as he didn't do it, so, I mean, there's the Zman, the Chalos takes place right at the time of the Maisa. Okay? And we're going with the same principle all along, that the Tanai is a mechanism that's a ma'akev. And it's not simply das or adam. But at any rate, it would seem there's two halachas in Tochei de Dibur. The halacha Tochei de Dibur and Metzarif. So, like by a Gadda Sedis, one eight after the other. The case of Marcus. Or that case by Megadif is also mentioned there. But I know there's going on Sanhedrin, right? So the Gemara says it must be Tochei de Dibur. So Tachlei Dibur is a tziruf also. So there's two halachas in Tachlei Dibur. One is a mitzarif and one is the halacha of a tzegilu das. That he's a tzegilu das on his previous das. So that's why you need the halacha from Moshe Rabbeinu to tell you that you can't be mitzarif the tanai anymore once the chalos takes place. In this case. Okay. In other words, according to the other Rishonim that say that Naikot Lamaisa means in terms of the Divrei HaTanai, the Sphiris Dvarma of the Tanai. So why does it have to be that Naikot Lamaisa? Why that Seder? I mean, what's the halacha of that Seder? So halacha is that in Tzura Satanai, there can't be in the Tzura Satanai a Tzura that implies that the Tanai modifies the Maisa. So that's what a Tanai has to precede it. So halacha in the Tzura Satanai. I mean, that's what the halacha is saying.